There are terror fears in Pakistan, but Christ shines through an elementary school. Attacks on five churches are believed to be politically motivated in Indonesia, and a mission agency launches an outreach conference in Burkina Faso. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. In Pakistan, 12 people died Thursday in an explosion amid growing violence in the lawless region. It's one more in a series of events that has Pakistan in turmoil. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says because of the attacks in the area, they've had to step up security measures at their school.
What we've found is it's not even as much as having a guard, but it's having a good rapport with the community. The attacks that have taken place on our school are not so much by the citizenship per se, but there's a madrasa a few miles down the road, and this is where all the vitriol comes from.
Turner says with the 154 kids they teach, their work has a long impact for the gospel.
We have Pakistani teachers who are all Christian, and we also have families from the West who serve with SWI teaching at the school. And, of course, these children are getting a chance to hear the gospel continually.
SWI is looking for sponsors for more students. It costs just $5 a month to sponsor a child. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, it's been 4 months since Hurricane Katrina swept the U.S. Gulf Coast, but the devastation still lingers. Young life workers from the area are trying to pick up the pieces of their own lives while ministering to many other needs at the same time. But Young Life's Cindy Mathisloy says they're caring for the ministry workers through critical incident debriefing.
People who are on Young Life staff, they just want to give. And I'm sure that's true for other ministries as well. And so it's important always to instruct them how to take care of themselves first so that they have something to give.
And what they'll be able to give is the love and compassion of Christ, even in the midst of crisis. Mathisloy asks prayer for encouragement and endurance in the ongoing disaster relief efforts.
We're in second and third and fourth level kinds of coping, and people who had hoped that things would be back to normal are finding that months and months later, things are still not back to normal.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Authorities in Indonesia bulldozed five church buildings in an area of Tangerang County last week. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, when church members first heard of the proposed demolitions, they requested a delay till after Christmas. While officials claim the buildings violated residential laws, church leaders believe that destruction was politically motivated. Pray that believers will remain faithful despite hostility, and pray that the joy of Christ will fill their hearts this Christmas season. Next, the HIV/AIDS pandemic is spreading worldwide. Resources in the fight have grown rapidly over the last decade, from $300 million U.S. dollars to $8 billion. Operation Mobilization's Rosemary Hack says, with AIDS awareness comes responsibility.
AIDS is in the church. The church can't ignore it. It is in Africa hitting us in the face. I was at a graveyard the other day. It was a Saturday, and there were going to be five funerals that morning. You know, pastors don't have time to pastor because they're too busy burying people.
OM is strategically placed to make a difference in the global fight.
We work in over 100 countries, and we are in an ideal position to respond to the pandemic. And really, it's only the church that has a response. It's only believers, because traditionally, believers are the ones that educate people. They're the ones that care for people. And we have the eternal hope of the gospel, the greatest opportunity for the gospel that our generation will see, not to mention the fact that people need help, they need care.
Connecting the caregivers with the needy was the next step. Hack just launched a ministry called AIDS Link.
AIDS Link is a network of the people who are involved in HIV/AIDS ministries. We're trying to provide training. We're trying to mobilize people and help them see that they do need to be involved in just trying to resource and help people.
And the SIM Fulani team is planning a nationwide conference for the Fulani people next week in eastern Burkina Faso. Pray that the Holy Spirit would guide the various pastors who'll be speaking. The team is hoping that the Fulani who do not yet believe in Jesus would be challenged to believe for the first time. Many of the Fulani believers are the only Christians back in their own villages, so these conferences are a tremendous encouragement for them. They're also hoping to have more than 100 Fulani attend. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.